Going back to what Jeff Bezos said about the media, another head scratcher is that you'll remember in Montgomery County, Maryland, there was a ton of hoopla about parents that were protesting the classroom use of certain LGBTQ storybooks. And they were called everything under the sun. But they only had a simple request. I mean, this was misreported so badly. In fact, I had a number of shows about it. Their request was, do what you want. Just allow us as parents, for our kids, the chance to opt out of these lessons that include these books that we reviewed, and we would rather our kids not be exposed to this material. And that was the simple request. Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland, they refuse, because they said that the district's LGBTQ curriculum falls under their English language arts curriculum that teachers teach students in pre-K through 8th grade about topics such as pride parades, gender transition, pronoun preference. And the county lawyers just last year said that allowing students to opt out of these lessons would curb the district's effort to create representative classrooms. And that gender and sexuality instruction is critical. Let me say that again. Gender and sexuality instructions is critical for educating children in a diverse society. And that the lessons don't work unless all children are required to participate. This was reported, I mean, days if not weeks. Big, big issue. Trying to suppress free speech and on and on and on. And the district took a very, proactive public relations position on all of what they were doing and how offended they were by the parents just simply making this request to let them opt out, right? And there were two books that the parents talked about. One, Pride Puppy, a children's book about the vibrant community that celebrates pride parades, and My Rainbow, a book in which a mother creates a rainbow wig for her young autistic transgender daughter. So these books continue to be there, accessed. You can't opt out, the whole nine yards. Well, it turns out that the district actually engaged a process to review these books. Didn't really tell anybody what the process was, how they were going to do it, or anything else. And lo and behold, in February of 2024, they decided to stop teaching from those two books. No hoopla. No, hey, parents, you were right. In the spirit of transparency, this is what we've done. The whole kit and caboodle, no. In fact, the lawyers had defended the books in court before, and the district pulled them from the classroom, as I said, after this evaluation, because they deemed that the works were unsuitable for the classroom. So how do we find out about this? Well, it turns out the Washington Post learned that the books were pulled from the classroom after asking local school board candidates if they think that parents should be able to opt out of the storybooks. And they began this discussion, about this gender identity and sexuality. And one of the candidates in their response said, we don't really need to talk about this because the school system has a process for reviewing the books, and Pride Puppy and My Rainbow were disapproved for classroom use. So the Post went to the school spokeswoman. When did this happen? What's up with that? And they confirm that the books are not being used for instruction, and because the district evaluated the books and said it was not appropriate, but they did not provide a copy of the evaluation of the books. Still, don't want to engage in transparency. Administrators objected to some of the book's vocabulary, as it turns out. What vocabulary exactly is unknown, they won't say, but it would require teachers to explicitly teach vocabulary terms outside of the context of the lesson for the kids to actually understand the messaging that they were trying to deliver. Sound familiar? Wasn't that what the parents were complaining about all along? And weren't the parents just saying, we think we might be the best person to decide when our kids should learn about some of these terms like intersex and non-binary? And one of the books even suggested that doctors, hold on to your seats here, only guess when they determine a newborn sex. So at birth, other than what's the anatomy that apparently revealing itself to physicians, doctors, it's only a guess when they put down male or female. And this is what the book is suggesting. And you wonder why, you know, there's these defenders that are saying that this is suppression of the First Amendment, when it's just, look, folks, we believe that these are conversations that ought to be had at our family, not in your school, in deciding this. And we don't happen to buy into the notion that doctors are only guessing a child's sex at birth. And what do I say when my child comes to me and says, what gender am I? Well, son, you're a male. Well, that's not what my teacher says. It was only a guess. And my gender is yet to be determined. Really? Again, I mean, one would think that a lot of this is apparent. And this is why when Jeff Bezos talks about the bias and everything that goes along with it, and the manner in which this was reported out, this Republican conspiracy to suppress, you know, the First Amendment and all of this, and we keep hearing about it in today's election cycle as well, lo and behold, when they finally do their due diligence, which they obviously didn't do it in the first place, they come to find out that the complaints of the parents were, in fact, valid. And they themselves could not defend the books. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.